Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erevin Daf Lamites. We are 6 lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda quoted for us a brisa earlier, which described a Yom Tov which preceded Shabbos. So Yom Tov fell out on Friday, and then came Shabbos. He'd like to have an Erev for Yom Tov and for Shabbos. Now, since Yom Tov and Shabbos, according to this opinion, are regarded as two Kedushay, two separate entities, in order for him to have an Erev for both days, we can't say, well, it automatically carries over to the next day. He needs to ensure that a proper Erev will be established for Yom Tov and also for Shabbos. So how does he go about doing that? Gufa, we just learned, Omer Vyuta, Erev Baraglav Yom Rishon. If he went out on the first day, Baraglav, with his feet, meaning he personally went out to the Erev site to establish his Makom Shvisa, he did that on the first day, meaning Erev Yom Tov, he goes out, he waits there until nightfall, thereby establishing for himself a Makom Shvisa for Yom Tov. Marav Baraglav B'sheni. He needs to do the same thing for the second day. He needs to go out there and establish the Makom Shvisa. Erev Pas B'Yom Rishon. If he used bread to establish his Makom Shvisa, he sent out some bread with somebody out to the site. He did that for the first day. Marav Pas B'Yom Sheni. He can go ahead and use the bread to establish the Erev for the second day as well. But he wants to make sure that the Erev is actually present during the Ben HaShemashos of the second day as well, in order to be effective for Shabbos. Erev Pas B'Rishon. If he used some bread for the first day and then something happened to the bread, disappeared, Ma'arav Baraglav B'Sheni, then he needs to actually physically go out to the Erev site in order to establish an Erev for Shabbos. He can't go ahead and introduce new bread. That would involve the Eser V'Achana because he's designating new bread on Yom Tov. Because let's remember, it's Friday, it's Yom Tov. So in order for him to prepare an Erev for Shabbos, he can't use bread which designates that bread for the Shem Erev. That's called Achana, it's preparing something on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. Only way he can do it if he physically goes out to the Makom Erev, and we discussed this earlier, he's just going to go out there and remain silent, in which case he's not really doing Achana, therefore it's Mutter. Erev Baraglav B'Rishon. Likewise, if he used Raglav on the first day, he went out physically to the Erev site for Yom Tov, in which case he didn't use any bread, Ein Ma'arev Pas B'Sheni, he cannot go ahead and be ma'arav using bread, introducing new bread for the sake of Shabbos. Shei ma'arav betchila bepas. One cannot initiate on Yom Tov an erev using bread for the sake of Shabbos because that's called hachana. He's establishing this as the erev of bread. He's fashioning an object of erev, and since it's being done on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos, there's an isra hachana as we discussed in Daf Lamed Ches. What about the case of erev bepas b'yom rishon? Where we say Ma'arav Pas B'Yom Sheni, if you use bread on the first day, he can go ahead and re-establish an Erev on the second day using bread. Amar Shmuel Ba'isa Pas. Certainly we're speaking about that specific bread. Meaning reusing the same bread as you used yesterday, that's okay because he doesn't need to introduce new bread and create a new Chefetz of Erev, and therefore it's not considered to be Hachana, on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. Amar Ashi, Dei Kedami Masnissen. Our Mishnah, the wording, and our Mishnah also indicates that the only way he can go ahead and establish the Erev for the second day is if he uses the same bread, if he reuses the same pas. He doesn't need to introduce new bread, since by doing so he avoids Hachana. How do we see it in our Mishnah? Diktani, the Mishnah is describing a case where Yom Tov preceded Shabbos. Case of the Oysa, how is he meant to proceed? Malicha Barishan, he takes the bread, brings it out to the Erev site on the first day. Umach Shechalov waits there until nightfall. Vinoit Lui Baloi picks up his bread and goes back home. Now he has the Erev for Yom Tov. B'Sheni, on the second day, he goes back to the Erev site. Mach Shechalov Oichla, he brings bread back there. He waits until nightfall and eats it because it's Shabbos, he can't carry it back home. Ubaloi comes back home. So apparently, since the Mishnah describes it as returning to the place with that original bread, it seems that he can't just take new bread and create that new Erev, because it's Yom Tov now. And Hachana is also. The only way he can do it is if he reuses yesterday's bread, which doesn't require him to verbalize and say anything, and that's not called Hachana. So we have a right from the wording of our Mishnah to the explanation of Shmuel that he needs to reuse that bread. Says the Gemara, Rabbanon, what about the other Chachamim, who Abaye and Rabbi Bachanan, who challenged Rabbi Because it was Rabbi who introduced us to this concept of Hachana. He said creating the Erev here would involve a concern of Hachana, and they challenged Rabbi. Apparently they held this was not considered to be an Isser. What about the wording in the Mishnah, which seemed to be a riot to Rabbi, which seemed to indicate that Hachana would be a concern? So what do those Rabbanon do with the wording of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Duma, perhaps, some perhaps the Mishnah is merely imparting some good advice. Mishnah is telling you, you don't need to go ahead and bring new bread. Meaning, take that bread home and reuse it the next day. It's just an Eitzah Toiva. But technically speaking, even if he just leaves it out there and, let's say, it gets lost, an animal eats it up, certainly he has the ability to bring out new bread and create his Erev on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. Mishnah is merely giving us an Eitzah, how to go ahead and save, be economical, and take the bread back home and reuse it the next day. So in summary, regarding a Yom Tov, which falls out on Friday, he'd like to have an Erev for Yom Tov and for Shabbos. We're following a Shita that holds Shnei Kedushos, that each one, Yom Tov and Shabbos, are regarded as a separate Kedusha, and therefore, he must ensure that there's an Erev for Yom Tov, there's an Erev for Shabbos. So how does he go about it? So we have four options. If he just went out to the Erev site, Raglav, for the first day, he must redo that the second day. If he used Pas on the first day, he can reuse that Pas for the second day. If he used Pas for the first day, and somehow it disappeared, he must physically go out on the second day. If he went out physically on the first day, he cannot go ahead and introduce some new bread on the second day. The reason is because of Hachana. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shehayo Yoreh Shemet Esaber. We discussed up until now the correlation between Shabbos and Yom Tov. If Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos or on Sunday, Rabbi Leza says, Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered two Kedushos, allowing him to make a separate Erev for Shabbos, a separate Erev for Yom Tov. He's required to make a separate Erev, and also he can make them in two different directions, because there's two separate entities. Chachamim disagreed. They said, well, there's a suffix here, perhaps. Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered to be one entity. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara will explain this, all agree. Meaning, even those Chacham who disagreed with Lezer, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, when it comes to 2 days Rosh Hashanah, they agree. You can't connect the two things. Why do we observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah? It's a suffix. We're not sure which one is the real Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda says, certainly you can go ahead and make a double Erev. Place an Erev to the east of the city, another Erev to the west of the city, and say like this. Well, I don't know which day is Rosh Hashanah. And this fellow needs to travel on both days. So he says, I'm placing two Erevs. I'm doing it conditionally. Let's see the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shoyore Shemet Esaber. This fellow is concerned about Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps it's going to end up being 2 days. Hayayore, he was concerned Shemet Esaber, that Chodesh El will be a Chodesh Mu'uber, will be a leap month. Meaning that the Edom, who are going to testify to the Bez Nagod in Yerushalayim, will not arrive on the 30th day of Elul. Perhaps they're only going to arrive the following day, on the first day of Tishrei. And this will result in Rosh Hashanah being only on the first day of Tishrei, with an Elul being a Chodesh Mu'uber, a leap month. So people living far away from Yerushalayim, who are not aware about the chain of events, of what's happening in Yerushalayim, the Bez Nagod, they need to observe 2 days, misafik, out of uncertainty. So they need to keep the 30th day of Elul as Rosh Hashanah, first day of Rosh Hashanah, and likewise the next day, first day of Tishrei, as day number two of Rosh Hashanah. So he was Yorei Shemit Esaber, was concerned perhaps going to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Yeruvim. You can place two Erevs. One on the east of the city, one on the west. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Just about in the middle of the column here, beginning with the word Masnisen. So Rashi says, Shemit Esaber. Begoyle Kumari, he was sitting out in the Golas, and he was concerned, Shema Yasu Bez Nagod Elul Mu'uber. Perhaps Bez Nagod Yerushalayim will make an Elul Mu'uber, a leap month. V'yu Shnei Yom Tovim. And there will be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And this fellow needs to travel in both directions. On the first day, meaning on the 30th day of Elul, he needs to go to the east. On the next day, he needs to travel to the west. So what's he going to do? Ma'arav Shnei Reuven says, Rashi Yumanichem Be'erav Yom Tov. He places two Erev materials, Zelakan V'Zelakan, one on either side of the city, V'Omer V'Chulu Kedil El, just as we had in the earlier Mishnah. Let's go back to our Mishnah inside. So this fellow can place a double Erev, meaning one Erev on either side of the city and say like this, Va'omer, Eruvi b'rishon l'mizrach. On the first day, I'd like the Erev which I placed to Mizrach, to the east, to be activated. U'b'sheni l'mayrav. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the one to Mayrav should be activated. Or in the reverse, b'rishon l'mayrav, on the first day to Mayrav, u'b'sheni l'mizrach, on the second day to Mizrach. Or, he only places one Erev. And he says like this, Eruvi b'rishon, I'd like that Erev to be activated for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. U'b'sheni k'b'ne'iri, on the second day, I don't need an Erev. I want that Erev to be inactive. I'd like to be like all the other residents of my city, which will allow me to freely travel 2,000 Amma in any direction from the city. I don't need an Erev. Or, Eruvi b'sheni, I'd like my Erev to be activated for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. U'b'rishon k'b'ne'iri, and on the first day, I want my Erev to be inactive. I'd like to be like all the other members of the city. So this is based on the concept that one of the days of Rosh Hashanah, only one is Kodesh. The second day is Chol. It's an ordinary weekday. So only one day requires an Erev. So what he really means to say is that the day, whichever day is really Rosh Hashanah and requires an Erev, then the Erev which I have designated for that day should be activated for that day. So he's not really splitting the 2 days into two. He's merely saying, well, only one day requires an Erev. Because one day is Kodesh, one day is Chol. So that day should have its designated Erev. The other day doesn't need an Erev at all. So this is a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, based on a precept that when we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's only really one day that's Kodesh. We're doing it on account of Suffolk, on uncertainty. We're not sure which day is the real Rosh Hashanah. We live far away from Yishalayim. We don't know. We're not aware of whether the Bezdin have established the first day as Rosh Hashanah or second day, and therefore he can go ahead and place the Erev with this condition. For lo yehoide lo chachamim, the chachamim not agreed from Yehuda, even when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah, which seems to be based on a suffix. So this formula should work properly, but they didn't agree with him. The Gemara will tell us, the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, he holds that even when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he holds Kedusha Achas Hein. They are both regarded as a Kedusha Achas, one entity of Kedusha. It's not on account of Suffolk, and therefore you can't go ahead and split the two and say, well, one day I want to walk here, the other day here, etc. You can't do that. Continues the Mishnah. V'oidom Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda said, just as we can go ahead and activate the Erev in this manner based on the concept that it's a Suffolk. One day is Rosh Hashanah, one day isn't. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yehuda, this concept can apply to two other situations. Masna adam al-kal kola biyam tevrishen. Person, go ahead and separate the Truma and Maser, something which is not allowed to be done on Shabbos v'Yom Tov, it's a Shuas Midrabanan. It appears like he's fixing something, but one can go ahead and apply the following formula when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which will allow him to eat it on the second day. He has this kalkala, this basket of tevel. Masna adam al kalkala b'Yom Tov Rishon. He can go ahead and make a condition on this basket on the first day of Yom Tov, v'oichel b'sheni, and eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. How does he go about doing this? He says as follows. On the first day, he says, well, if today is not really Rosh Hashanah, it's an ordinary weekday, so I'm separating the Truma now, let it be Truma. If today is Kodesh, I haven't said anything. And he repeats the same formula tomorrow. He says, if today happens to be the day which is Chol, not Kodesh, let the Truma be affected today. And if it happens to be that today is Kodesh, in which case I can't separate Truma, let yesterday's Truma be effective, and now I can go ahead and eat it, v'oichel b'sheni. So m'man of shach is okay. V'chein, beitza shenol de b'rishon t'yachel b'sheni. We know that an egg which was laid on the Yom Tov, we learned yesterday, one cannot eat it. But if an egg was laid yesterday, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he can go ahead and eat it on the second day, m'man of shach. Either way is okay. Because if the first day was an ordinary weekday, then there's no problem. The egg wasn't laid on Yom Tov. If the first day was really Yom Tov, in which case you can't eat it on Yom Tov, but you can eat it tomorrow, where it's no longer Yom Tov. So either way, he's covered. So Rabbi Yehuda applies this formula to three cases, Erev, Truma, and the Beit HaShenoda. Chacham didn't agree, as we mentioned earlier, it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that both days of Rosh Hashanah are regarded as one and the same Kedusha, therefore, you can't apply this formula. Rabbi Yehuda ben Harkinas Omer, Ha'ivir Othnei HaTeva. So this chazan who's davening, they used to call him Oivir Lefnei HaTeva, he used to position himself in front of the Teva, the Ark, with the Sefer Torah. So he's davening B'Yom Tov Shalosh Hashanah. Omer, this is how he's meant to say. Hachlitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yoyim, or some have a girsa B'yoyim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Hashem, Hachlitzeinu, strengthen us on this day of Rosh HaChodesh. So he's mentioning Rosh HaChodesh. He's saying Es Yoyim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Im HaYoyim L'machar. And he makes that stipulation. If today is Rosh HaChodesh, Rosh HaChodesh, Rosh Hashanah, then strengthen us today. If it's tomorrow, let it be tomorrow. Ulam Machor Oimer, the same thing he says tomorrow. Im Hayoyim Im Emesh, strengthen us Hashem today, if today is Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, Im Emesh, or otherwise, if yesterday is Rosh Hashanah, let it be yesterday. V'lohoid l'chacham, Chacham didn't agree to Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinus. So Rabbi Doisa said two things. Firstly, that he goes ahead and he mentions Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Secondly, you can go ahead and make that condition. Whether today, whether tomorrow, whether today, whether yesterday, the Chacham didn't agree. The Gemara will explain which point the Chachamim opposed. Continues the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda began the mission by telling us, one can treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as though one day is really Kodesh and one day really is Chol, and therefore we allow him to do the double Erev, he can eat the egg, separate the Truma, employing this formula. And the Mishnah tells us, V'lohayid l'Chacham, the Chacham didn't agree to him. They considered both days as Kodesh. Man lo yehoid loy. Who? What's the identity of the Shita? Who are the ones who disagreed? Omar Rab Rabbi Yosi, the Sanya. Moidim Chacham Rabbi Lezer. Chacham who disagreed with Rabbi Lezer when it came to the Yontif, which either preceded or followed Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer maintained that there are two Kedushas. Chacham disagreed. They said, we must assume perhaps that the Yontif and Shabbos are considered to be one entity. But they are Moida to him. Rosh Hashanah. In this case, where he's concerned, perhaps we'll have 2 days Rosh Hashanah because Chodesh El will be Mu'beres, will be a leap month. So we'll have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 30 days of El, and the first day of Tishrei. In this case, they agree to Rabbi Lezer that a person go ahead and establish an era for the first day, an era for the second day, and do it on condition, as we mentioned in our Mishnah. Let's take a look at Rashi inside, which is 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Gemara. Moedim Chacham, Afagav the plea of Leder Abelezer b'Shabbos v'Yomtiv. Even though they disagreed when it comes to Shabbos v'Yomtiv, the one cannot go ahead and establish an Erev separately for Shabbos and Yomtiv. Chacham Moedu. In this case, they agree. The Beis Yomim Tovim Shosh Hashanah, Beis Kedushasim. We treat them like two separate entities. The Chad Minayu Choy, because one of them inevitably is an ordinary weekday. Om Shem Smeika, the Liyadina. We only do it, we only practice and observe it on account of an uncertainty. We don't know Ibru Bezen. Well, the Bezen added a day to the Chodesh El, the Kitchu Yarchab Yom Amid Aleph, and only established Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, meaning after the full 30-day month of El, Vavale Rishon Chol, in which case the 30th day of El is really a weekday. Oy, or B'yom Lamed Nikva, or Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah was established on the 30th day of El, Vavishen Chol, in which case the next day is really a weekday. Hu Davidlu. Based on this calculation, that's why we observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So inevitably, one day is really Chol. Therefore, we can go ahead and apply this formula mentioned in our Mishnah, which is based on this concept. Continues the Gemara. So Chacham agreed to Rabbi Lezer, Rosh Hashanah sheyor Hashem tesaber. So what's he going to do? Ma'arav adam shnei eruvin. He can place two eruvs. One on the east of the city, one on the west. Ve'oimer, eruvi barishon lemizrach. On the first day, I want the eruv to be activated to the Mizrach, or B'Sheni L'Marev, and the second Rosh Hashanah to Marev, B'Rishon L'Marev, or in the reverse, the first day to Marev, or B'Sheni L'Mizrach. Or, he only places one Erev for one of those 2 days. Eruv B'Rishon, I'd like the Erev to be activated for the first day Rosh Hashanah, or B'Sheni K'Bnei, on the second day, I'd like not to have an Erev, and be considered like everybody else in my city, who can freely walk in all directions from the city, they're not bound by the Erev. Or, alternatively, I'd like the Erev to be activated for the second Rosh Hashanah, and on the first day, I'd like to be like all the other members of my city. And this is based on the concept that we keep 2 days Misafik, one day is really Rosh Hashanah, the other day is an ordinary Yom Chol, and therefore, what he's saying is, that day that requires the Erev, that day which is really Rosh Hashanah, the Erev which I designate for that day, should apply for that day. Rabbi Yosi, Oyser, he holds he can't do this, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are not being observed misafik. Rather, they have a din of vaday. They're kept with certainty. So you can't go ahead and make this formula, make this condition. Amar le Rabbi Yosi, do you not agree that it's a vaday? How does he prove his point? Iyatem moedim, do you not agree Shimbo edim min ha'min cholamal. So he means to say as follows. Certainly, one aspect here is suffix, as you mentioned. The people living far away, they're not sure which day Bezin actually establishes Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's one. It's one side of the coin. That's one angle. But there's another angle as well. We know that Chacham established a practice that if the Edom, the witnesses coming to testify that they saw the new moon, arrive prior to the Mincha time, prior to the Hakrav of the Tamid, Shabbin Arbaim, then we accept them, we receive the Edus, and we establish that day as Rosh Hashanah. But if they arrive only after the Mincha time, after the Tamid, Shabbin Arbaim was already brought, then Chacham made a takana not to accept those Edom. Why? Because every carbon also had the Levium singing Shira. Now the Shira, the song for the ordinary weekday, was different than Rosh Hashanah. So once they've already brought the carbon Tomesh ben Arbaim and have recited the Shir of an ordinary weekday, Chum decided, well, at this point we can't accept the Edom because we're going to miss out on the Shir, which is meant to be for Rosh Hashanah. Therefore they said, if Edom come at this late point in the day, we push them off, we don't accept them, we don't receive the Edom until tomorrow. And we're Doichet Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow. Says Rabbi Yossi, when such a thing happens, meaning the carbon tamid is already brought, and Edom arrive at this late point in the day, and we say, no, too late, we must wait till tomorrow. And we continue observing, we continue keeping the Rosh Hashanah intact. We complete the day B'Kedusha, and we begin again tomorrow with a new day Rosh Hashanah B'Kedusha. Is this based on a suffix? We're standing in Yerushalayim, in Beis HaMikdash, we know exactly what's happening. We know that the Edom came, and we're going to push them off till tomorrow. So why do we continue keeping the Kedusha today? Why do we complete the first day B'Kedusha? It's not on account of Safek, says Rabbi Yossi. That's on account of a Vaday. Apparently Chachamim attached a Din Vaday to the Kedusha of those 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So for instance, this case, where we know with certainty that the first day is not Rosh Hashanah, nevertheless we see that Chachamim treated it like a Vaday Kedusha. For some reason they decided, let's complete the day B'Kedusha, and let's continue tomorrow B'Kedusha. So here we have a situation where 2 days Rosh Hashanah are being kept B'Torah's Vaday, on account of certainty, not on account of an uncertainty. Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, the people living away from Yerushalayim, who observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the reason why they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah is also based on this scenario. The concern, perhaps, this is what happened. In which case, 2 days need to be observed, out of certainty. This is a din vaday. The Chachamim required us to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah out of certainty in this case. Says Rabbi Yossi, if so, you can't treat the 2 days Rosh Hashanah as a suffix and say, well, 1 day is Kodesh, 1 day is Chol. You must treat them both equally as one Kedusha. Let's see inside. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi responded to the Chacham, I'm going to prove that 2 days are both Kodesh. Yata Moedim, do you not agree? Shimbo Edom min ha'mincha lamal. Let's say the Edom arrived only after Mincha. We don't receive those Edom. We don't listen to them. We push them off till tomorrow. And what happens? Shnoigin oisayim kodesh. We treat that day B'Kedusha. We complete the first day of Rosh Hashanah as kodesh. Ulumacha kodesh. As well as the next day. So we see that it's not based on suffix. Rabbana respond. Sure, that's the halacha. But the reason is differently. It's not going to change the equation. The reason why Chachamim required us to keep, complete the first day as Yom Tov, Hasam, over there, Ki Heichi Deloi, Lizalzulei Be. So it doesn't come to neglect, to negation. Let's take a look at Rashi. Right on top, Rabbanon Amalach, they say as follows. Hasam Nami, even in that case, Kivin Nitchel Yom HaMachras, even when Rosh Hashanah was postponed to the next day, Havarishan Choyv Le Kodesh. Even so, the first day is really Choyv, it's not Kodesh. Elechad, only 1 day is Kodesh, only the second day. So why then would the Chacham Masakin to continue observing the first day B'Kedusha? Why the Tikkun Nigma Yom B'Kedusha? It's on account of another reason. Ki Heicha Deloi Lizalzulei B'Yom Lamed Shel Shana Acheres. It's in order to avoid neglect and belittlement in the coming year. Because if you allow everybody to begin doing malacha suddenly after mincha, when we see no Edom arrive, okay, there's no chance today will be Rosh Hashanah. Everybody can go out, turn on the lights, do malacha. So if we allow that to happen, kishayodim shiyidcha, when they know, when they see that it's going to be pushed off, suddenly they can do malacha. You know what that's going to lead to? People are going to come to do malacha even before mecha. They'll say, look what happened last year. We were so meticulous and careful to observe the first day as Rosh Hashanah, just in case the Edom show up. And look what happened. They didn't come, they came only later, and suddenly it became no more Yontif. Yontif expired on us. So it's going to lead to a belittlement, to a zilzal. And perhaps next year they're going to do away with the whole halacha, and they're going to start doing malacha even before mincha. Perhaps as the day proceeds, they'll say, well, Edom won't come any longer, we can begin doing malacha. And suddenly, Edom will show up. Suddenly, perhaps Edom will show up before mincha, and they'll accept those Edom, and they'll establish that first day as Rosh Hashanah. It'll turn out that everybody who already did malacha will have committed malacha on Yontif itself. So based on that consideration, Chacham said, look, once you begin observing the day of Kedusha, you can't just stop in the middle. Yontif doesn't just expire just like that. We need to complete that day of Kedusha to give it teeth, to give it stringency, to give it chashivas, in order to avoid a pitfall in the future. But certainly that doesn't change matters here. It doesn't change our perception of how 2 days work. 2 days of Hashanah based on the fact that really 1 day is Kodesh and 1 day is Chayil, I mean Safak. We don't know which one is Kodesh, which one is Chayil, so in Chutz La'aretz they observe both days. But it's based on a Safak. The reason why in Yerushalayim sometimes they can keep 2 days, Bikdusha, is doesn't change matters. It's still based on the concept that one is Kodesh, one is Chayil. But in the case where the Edom only arrive later after Mincha, we require everybody to keep the Kedusha until the end of the day. Because just as you were meant to keep it up until Mincha, perhaps Edom will come. This is a Safek, right? So you must be careful and refrain from Malacha. Likewise, you must continue with that practice until nightfall, even though you know at this point that today no longer will be Rosh Hashanah. The Edom will only be accepted tomorrow. And tomorrow will be the real Rosh Hashanah. Today was merely Chayil. But it's a Takana Derabbana to complete the day of Kedusha, as Rashi explained, for concern of the coming years, so they treat it seriously, with sincerity, and they don't say, well, last year we kept malacha only to the half of the day, then we began doing malacha. If Chacham required the entire day to be kept as Kodesh. But certainly, it's only 1 day that's Kodesh, 1 day that's Chayil, and therefore, Rabbanu maintain, one can go ahead and apply these formulas you mentioned in the Mishnah, make the double Erev, or as you really gave us 2 other examples, with the egg, with the truma, with the assumption that only 1 day is really Kodesh, and 1 day is really Chayil. Continues the Gemara. So what were the 3 examples of Yehuda? Number 1 was the Erev, which is going to establish before 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, say, well, I'd like this Erev to work on the first day, the other Erev to work on the second day. He gave us another example of the truma, and the other example of the egg. Amar Bito Utsricha says, well, why does the Mishnah need to illustrate 3 different examples to bring out the point that 1 day is Chayil, 1 day is Kodesh? Says the Gemara, yes, all 3 are required. The Yashmin and Rosh Hashanah, if only for that first case where the Erev is placed before Yom Tov. Perhaps I would say, Baha, come Rabbi Yehuda, it's only over there Rabbi Yehuda allows. Because he's not actually doing anything in practice on Rosh Hashanah. He's preparing it before Rosh Hashanah. So perhaps that's okay. Aval Kalkala, when it comes to the basket of Truma, the Mechzik Mesak and Tivla, it appears like he's actually fixing the Tevel on Yom Tov. Because he's beginning the initiating this process on Yom Tov itself. Perhaps, Eim Amoid L'Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbanon. He can't do that. He shouldn't actually do something on Rosh Hashanah, even though technically 1 day is Chol, 1 day is Kodesh, but don't go ahead and do Truma on Rosh Hashanah. V'yashmina Neitarti, if he would only teach us both these cases, I would say, Mashum Delekel and Migzor Alayi, because there's no real immediate concern to make a Gzera. Aval Beitza, but when it comes to the Beitza, which was Noilad, Digel and Migzor, but perhaps is a concern that it might lead to a Malacha. Mishum Peris HaNoishim, Mishum Mashkin Shazavu. So why can a person not eat the Be'a, which is Noilad and Yom Tov? Actually, the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Be'a gives us 3 reasons. One was the reason we mentioned Lester in Daf Lamed Ches, Rabbi says Mishum Achana. And the Gemara actually gives us another 2 reasons. Mishum Peris HaNoishim, you shouldn't eat that egg because it's similar to fruit which have fallen off a tree on Yom Tov, in which case the person is not allowed to partake in them for concern that he might go ahead and pull off the, actually pick those fruit, which is a malacha of kaitzer. So an egg which was produced on Yom Tov is similar to a fruit which was shared off a tree. So there's a concern of malacha. There's another approach in the Gemara there. The Isser is because an egg is similar to juice which flowed out of fruit on Yom Tov, which a person is not allowed to drink, for concern they might actually squeeze that fruit, which is a malacha of dash. So if the Isser of a Beit HaShenolda Beyom Tov is based on these considerations, which might lead, meaning it might lead the person to do a malacha d'oraisa, so perhaps Eima Moitlu Rabbanon, perhaps we do agree to the Rabbanon since it involves a chance of perhaps a person doing malacha, we can't allow him to partake in a Beitza which was laid, which was born in Yom Tov itself. It's a stringent matter. Tzricha, the Mishnah tells us, even in this, Rida allows, based on the concept, that one day is Kodesh, one day is Chol, so either or, man marav shach, you can eat it on the second day. Continues the Gemara, getting back to the basket of Truma, Rida tells us he can go ahead and separate the Truma using that double formula. Tanya, Ketzad, how does he go about it? Ketzad, Rav Yehuda, Masna Adam al Kalkol, Yom Tov Rishon, Voichel B'Sheni. How does he go about applying the Truma conditionally on this kalkol, on this basket, on the first day, which allows him to eat on the second day? Says the price as follows. This person had before him two baskets of tevel. So he has produce, which is usser, which requires the truma to be separated. Oymer says as follows. If today is an ordinary weekday, this is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's really choyl, and only tomorrow is the holy day. So basket A should be truma, basket B. Now, if today is Kodesh and tomorrow is Chol, aim with Varikum, I haven't said anything. Meaning, I'm not allowed to do this. Therefore, what I said is irrelevant. V'kor le'ashem, and he establishes, he calls out the name, Truma, on the produce. U'manicha, in the meantime, he leaves it on the side. U'lamachar, tomorrow, he repeats the same formula. U'lamachu aymer, v'mayayim Chol, if today is really the ordinary weekday, Tehezu Trumazu, so basket A should be Truma and basket B. Vimayim Kodesh, if today is really Kodesh, aim with Varakum, haven't said anything. Vikar Le Shame, and he establishes the name of Truma, Va'ichla, now he can eat it. Because Vimanabshach, it's okay. If yesterday was really Kodesh and today was Chol, fine. So I took off the Truma today. If yesterday was Chol and today is Kodesh, so yesterday I've separated, and therefore either way he's allowed to eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yisi Oyser, according to his Shita, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are regarded both as Kaddish Vadai with certainty, as we mentioned earlier. V'chein hayar, here comes the Chiddush. V'chein hayar Rabbi Yisi Oyser, likewise Rabbi Yisi applied Iser, v'shnei yamim tovim shel galyos, when it pertains to the 2 days of Yom Tov that we observe in Galus, meaning your typical Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, where in reality only 1 day is Yom Tov. But in Chutz La'aretz, on account of uncertainty, we don't know when the Bezdin established the Rosh Chodesh, so that leads us to confusion. We don't know which day, exactly which day is Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkot, so we're required to make 2 days. So even over there, where it would seem that really only 1 day is Chodesh, it's certainly based on Safek, even there, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi would apply Isser. No, we don't regard 1 day as Chodesh, 1 day as Chodesh. Let's take a look at Rashi. So off to the left side, just 3 lines up. For instance, Torah requires only 1 day to be observed. We keep 2 days. Because they're at a distance of Bezdin. They're not sure which day the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei and Nisan were established. B'yom Shloshim, whether it was on the 30th day of the preceding month, or B'yom Yom Aleph, or on the 31st day. So even those Yom Tovim, Rabbi Yosi does not allow applying this formula. Says Rashi, Va'af Agav, Tumishum Safik, even though they were established on account of uncertainty, V'chad Minayim Choyl, one of them is certainly considered a weekday, Afil Hochi, even so, Machmur Rabbi Yosi is Machmur, and he holds, we must regard them as both Kaddish. As Rashi a point, the Gemara here calls them Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Galyos. Says Rashi, It's different than Rosh Hashanah. V'harach Rosh Hashanah, those 2 days Rosh Hashanah, like karlu shel galios. He doesn't regard them as galios. Why? V'pnei sh'af Yerushalayim. Because as we discussed earlier, even in Yerushalayim, sometimes pa'amim hayu nasim beis yom. Rosh Hashanah would be established for 2 days. K'gan shabo edim amnechal amala. For instance, in the case when the edim arrive very late. So even in Yerushalayim, they would establish 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So that explains why, when Rav Yosi is referring to the Pesach, the Shavuos, and the Sukkos, where only in Golis do they keep 2 days, that they describe them, as you relate to them as Shnei Yavim Tovim Shel Golis, because those double Yavim Tovim only apply to the Golis. Okay, getting back to the Gemara, we have a big Chiddush here, that even when it comes to those Yavim Tovim, Rav Yosi regards them as Kaddish Vadai, and therefore, you cannot apply this formula that we applied by the double Erev, by the Egg, by the Truma. Continues the Gemara. Ahu ba'artavia, there was this deer, the asa lebe Resh Galusa, which was delivered to the home of the Resh Galusa. The head of the Golos community in Babel was from the family of David HaMelech, so the head of the exile. So this deer was brought by a goy, the itzed b'yam tevrishin shel Golios. So he trapped it on the first day of this 2 day Yom Tov shel Golios, first day of Pesach, v'yishtachar b'yam tev sheni, and was shechted on the second day of Yom Tov. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda achlo, they ate, no problem. Because 1 day is definitely choil. Let's calculate. The guy trapped it on the first day. So he did the malacha on the first day, but now it's ready the second day. So if the first day is really a yom choil, then there's no problem with the guy's malacha for the sake of the Israel. He did it on an ordinary weekday. If the first day was really kodesh, we could still eat it because we've waited. We've allowed some time to elapse. The time of v'chtei sheyasa. If a guy does a malach for yid, you must wait. In order not to benefit from the malach of the guy, you must wait to allow a certain amount of time to pass that theoretically we were allowed to do a malach on a weekday. So once it turns weekday, you must wait a certain amount of time. In this case, the amount of time that it required to trap the deer. So we've waited already. Because if yesterday was kodesh, today is chol, we waited a couple of minutes. Now we could eat it. So Rav Nachman and Chisda achlo, they ate. However, Rav Sheshes le'achlo, he didn't want to eat. Apparently he held that 2 days of Pesach are considered Kedusha Achas. And therefore, it's still Osir. It's the same Yom Tov. He did the Melach of Yisrael. I must wait until after the complete Yom Tov is over. Omar Rav Nachman, what should I do for Rav Sheshes? Le'achlo b'sir etavio. He refuses to eat the meat of this deer. Amr of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes responded to them, Ve'ichoch Echel, how do you expect me to eat? You're not allowed to. The Tani Isi, because Isi taught, the Amrila some had a different version of Rav Sheshes' response. He was actually wondering, he said, Isi Tani, can it be that Isi taught this halacha and I should eat? So what was it Isi taught? He taught as follows. He taught a Braisa which said like this, Ve'chein hoya Rabbi Isi Oyser, V'shnei yamim toim Mishal Galius. Just as Rav Yosi applied Isser to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he regarded them as Kedusha Achas. The same thing applies to your typical 2 day Yom Tov. Therefore, how do you expect me to eat on a 2 day Yom Tov? Amar Rav Amai Kushu. What's the kasha from Isi's presentation of Rav Yosi's Shita? Perhaps Rav Yosi wasn't even referring to your typical 2 day Yom Tov. He's referring to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, where, as we explained earlier, there's a special reason that we consider them to be both Kaddish, as we explained earlier. But when it comes to your typical Pesach, which is being observed on account of Safek, Rabbi Yosi perhaps would not apply Yisr. Amar Rav Amai Kushi, what's the Kasha? Dil Machi Kamet, perhaps this is what Rabbi Yosi means to say. Perhaps this is the way Isi presented Rabbi Yosi. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yosi Yisr, b'shnei yom tov m'shul Rosh Hashanah, b'goyla. Perhaps he was referring specifically to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which are kept as a double day, Begoyla, outside of Israel, due to the fact that, at least on one account, that they kept it in Yerushalayim as a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, B'Toras Vaday, on account of certainty, as a Kedusha Achas. That's all he was speaking about. He wasn't speaking about your typical Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, which is certainly only kept on account of Safek. 1 day is Kodesh, 1 day is Chol. Says the Gemara, you can't say that, Iyachi, because if this is really what Rabbi Yosi meant to say, he's referring to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yachi shal Golius. Shal Golius? Why did he say? B'shem Otevim shal Golius. As Rashi mentioned earlier, the term shal Golius is unique in reference to the Tuda Yom Tov, which is observed in Golus, outside Eretz Yisrael. They Pesach, the Shavuos, the Sukkos, which is never observed in Eretz Yisrael. So why did he use the term shal Golius? B'goyla v'boyli. Instead, he should have said the Tuda Yom Tov b'goyla, which is kept in Golus, but it's also kept sometimes in Yerushalayim. So in the goyla, they keep it on account of the fact that, number one, perhaps it's a suffix. Number two, perhaps of certainty. As Rashi said, in addition to the fact that they're not sure which day they established Rosh Hashanah as Yisrael, there's another factor. Perhaps there were actually 2 days of Vala Yantav in Yerushalayim. So if Rashi would have been referring to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he should have said, which they keep in Golus. Why do you say Shel Golios, which is a unique term specific to the Tudei Yontif, which is only kept in the Golios? It's Shel Golios, your typical Pesach, your typical Shavuos or Sukkos. And over there, we didn't have that Svar of Yosi mentioned earlier. Over there, it would seem that one day is Suffolk, one day is Chol, one day is Kodesh, and still Rabbi Yosi tell us we must treat them both as Kodesh. So we see clearly Rav Yosi's Shita applies even to your Pesach. So this was Rav Sheshis is right. Rav Yosi prohibits even your typical Pesach. Amar Vasi Mai Kushi, what's the kasha from the wording Goyla and Shal Golius? Til Machi Kamar, perhaps this is all he means to say. V'chein Rav Yosi Oyser Isur Shneim Toivim Shal Golius. Rav Yosi was speaking about the 2 day Pesach. Fine. Because he says Shal Golius. But perhaps he was coming to say just the opposite. Rabbi Yosi was coming to treat with the halacha, the Isser. Oyse Isser. Shal Yom Tovim Shal Golius. He was treating it permissibly. Kishna Yom Tovim Shal Shashan Rabban de Shahru. He said, look, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are regarded like 1 day a Kaddish. But the 2 day Yom Tov and Chutzlar is the Pesach, the Shavuos, the Sukkos, even I agree. I'm going to treat the status of that day just like the Rabbanon, just as they treat the 2 day Rosh Hashanah. They treat like 1 day Chol, 1 day Kodesh. So I agree when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to the 2 day Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, even I agree. Let's regard it like the 2 day Rosh Hashanah according to the Rabbanon, meaning, in other words, 1 day Kodesh, 1 day Chol. Let's just see the words again. Omar Rav Asi, Umay Kushi, what's the kasha from the wording of Rav Yosi? Perhaps Rabbi Yosi himself was coming to say that the 2 day Yom Tov of Pesach can be treated as a suffix. Til Machi Kamer, this is what he meant to say. Perhaps V'chein Rabbi Yosi Oyse Iser Shliyam Tovim Shal Golius. He would treat the Iser, the status of the 2 day Yom Tovim Shal Golius, the typical Pesach, he would treat it like a suffix. Kishnei Yom Tovim Shal Shoshana the Rabbanon the Shara. He would treat it as a suffix, just as the Rabbanon treat your typical Rosh Hashanah. So we have no raya to Rav Sheshis. Indeed, perhaps Rabbi Yosi would agree when it comes to your typical Pesach. It's certainly based on a suffix. 1 day is Kodesh, 1 day is Chol, and certainly that deer was trapped on 1 day and shechta on the next day would be mutter. Ashichei Rav Sheshis, Rav Shmuel. Rav Sheshis encountered Rav Shmuel. Amalei, he asked him, Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushas, have you learned anything with regards to these double Kedushas of these 2 day Yom Tovim? Amalei, so Rabba Bar Shmuel responded, Tanina, we learned in a Braisa, Moide, Rabbi Yosi. Indeed, Rabbi Yosi admits, he agrees to the Chachamim, he concedes, Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shal Golios, and we have the 2 day Yom Tov of Pesach, or Shavuos, or Sukkos, in which case, certainly 1 day is Kodesh, 1 day is Chol, and therefore one can certainly eat that deer. Sheshis heard this. Amar Lei, so he responded to him, in Mishkachas Lu, you know what, if you meet those people, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, do me a favor. Don't tell them anything of this braisa, which will indicate that I erred. I don't need them harassing me. Therefore, please, don't repeat to them this braisa, which indicates that Rav Yosi hold that a 2 day Yom Tov will never be a concern. So in summary, regarding placing a double Erev, regarding B'mafesh Truma using this double formula, or eating the beta, which was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so it depends if we're speaking about Rosh Hashanah or your ordinary to the Yontif, which is kept in Chutz La'aretz only, like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. According to Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or your ordinary Pesach, one can go ahead and apply these formulas because we regard one day as Kodesh, one day as Chol. It's a suffix. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. The Gemara concludes that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he disagrees, he holds. They're both considered to be Chad HaKdusha and a Vada HaKdusha, as we explained, because even in Eretz Yisrael, occasionally, they would go ahead and observe both days with certainty. So in Chutz La'aretz, we keep both days also on account of that consideration, and we treat them both as Vada. The Gemara concluded, when it comes to your typical Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, the two day Yom Tov, which is observed in Chutz La'aretz simply out of uncertainty, like a Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, one of them is Kodesh, one of them is Chol, and certainly one can apply these formulas. Continues the Gemara, getting back to the story of the deer which was brought to the home of Eretz Galus. We have another version of that story. Amar Rav Ashi, l'didi amar li amemer. Amemer actually related to me the following version of the story. It took place as follows. Hahu bar tavya, that deer, lav it tzudi itzid. It wasn't actually captured on the first day and brought on the second day. Says Rashi on the bottom line, Lav itzudi itzit. Tivadi pshitil of Sheshes, the Shari B'Sheni, because in that case, Rav Sheshes certainly would agree. It was captured yesterday and only being used today, certainly would be mutter, because it's a 2-day Yom Tov. And Mimarav Shach, it's okay. So that wasn't what happened. Elo says the Gemara on top of Bemur Aleph, Elo mechutz l'tchum asa. It was actually delivered from outside the tchum. The guy brought it today. And they wanted to eat it today. Now, generally speaking, if a guy does a malacha for Yisrael, then no Yisrael can partake in that hanah. He can't benefit from it. So why was this different? Bringing something out of the tchum, from out of the tchum, involves a malacha to Rabbanim. Man the ochel, the one who ate, Rav Nachman of Sheshes, who partook, they held, savar, he held, habobish for Yisrael zeh, something which is transported from outside the tchum for the sake of one Yisrael, but the Yisrael Acher, it can be enjoyed by the other Yisrael, because Tchumen is only Sedra Rabbanan. This type of Issa, this is a Tchumen, only applies to the person to whom the guy brought the item. But since the Tzvi here was brought for the Reish Galus's home, we're allowed to partake in it. Uman de Loyachal, however, Sheshes, who refused to eat, he held Savar, called the Asla Reish Galusa, anything which is delivered to the home of the Reish Galusa, who was the head of the exile, this communal home, adata de kulura bonasi. Anything that comes to that home is brought on account of all the rabbon, with everybody in mind. Therefore, he considered it as though it's been brought for him, and therefore he didn't want to partake in it. Says him, if that's what happened, if it was only a same day question, it was brought today and it was eaten today, it didn't involve the question of 2 days brought yesterday and eaten today, if it didn't involve that question, so what about that whole exchange between Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Shmuel? V'ashkechei Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Shmuel, v'amalei v'chulu. Didn't Rav Sheshes meet Rabbi Shmuel and he asked him, did you learn anything? And he told him about the two kedushos. One day is Kodesh, one day is Chol. Rav Sheshes responded, please don't tell him. Which indicates that the story was more involving than just this simple episode related here. Says Gemara lo'yoy dvarim oylem. According to this version of events, indeed that whole exchange never took place. So in summary, we had this event with the Tzvi, was brought to the Reish Galus's home. We have two versions of what happened. According to the first version of the Gemara, it was captured on the first day of Yom Tov and shechted on the second day. Rav Nachman Chizda ate, Rav Sheshes didn't. Rav Nachman Chizda held, oh, one of these 2 day Yom Tovs are certainly chayil, and therefore Rimanav Shech, it can be eaten. According to Rav Sheshes, he held, both days are equally kodesh, therefore since the malacha was committed on this Yom Tov, on yesterday, which is Yom Tov, so it can't be eaten today either, which is considered to be one continuous Yom Tov. According to the second version of the Gemara, this never occurred. Actually, it was brought from outside the Tchum today. According to some Shittas, it was Mutter because it was brought for the Reish Galusa, not for them. Whereas according to Rav Sheshes, he felt that something is brought to the Reish Galusa, he held that it's being brought for everybody, adata de kulu rabbanon, and therefore this Malacha, this Havo Michutz L'Tchum, from outside the Tchum, was done for my sake as well. Therefore, I'm not allowed to eat this deer today. Okay, time for a brief chazorah of today's daf. We began with Rabbi Yehuda quoting a braisa that if Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos, so Friday is Yom Tov, then comes Shabbos, he'd like to have an erev for both days. How is he going to proceed? So we have four options. Either he's more Arev Beragla, which means he physically goes out to the Erev site, he does that for the first day, and does that for the second day as well, because we need to have. He needs to ensure that there's an Erev present for the second day as well, because we consider both days as two separate entities. Shabbos is one entity, which requires its Erev, Yom Tov is its entity, therefore, he must make sure to go out, return to that Erev site for the second day as well. Or, he can take pass out the first day, and bring that same pass out for the second day. Or pass out for the first day and come back physically on the second day. If he used Ragla for the first day, he can't go ahead and introduce new pass for the second day. That would involve the Esav Achana, because he's designating a new piece of bread for the Erev. That he cannot do. We proceeded with the halacha of 2 days Rosh Hashanah and 2 days of your ordinary Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Avida tells us, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we observe them on account of uncertainty, on account of Suffolk. And therefore, one of them is Kodesh, one of them is Chol. So one is allowed to go ahead and place a double Erev. For instance, he places an Erev to the east of the city, Erev to the west. He says, I'd like that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the east one should be effective. On the second day, the west one should be effective, because practically speaking, only one day is really Yom Tov. Same thing regarding Truma. He can go ahead and be Mafresh Truma today and say, well, if today is Chol, then it should be effective today. And do the same thing tomorrow. An egg which was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah can be eaten on the second day. It's all based on the concept of Imamanashach. Either way, it's okay, because one of these days is Chol. Certainly, the same thing applies to your ordinary two-day Yom Tov, like Pesach, which is certainly on account of uncertainty. One is Kodesh, one is Chol. According to Rabbi Yossi, he agrees when it comes to your standard Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, like Pesach. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he holds both days are Chada Kedusha. They're considered to be one continuous Kedusha. And therefore, we must treat them as such, and you cannot make that double Erev, you cannot be mafresh that truma, or eat that egg. The Gemara concluded with the story of a deer which was brought to Reish Galus's home. Rav Nachman of Chizda ate it, Rav Sheshes didn't. The Gemara gave us two explanations for the machlekes.